back. Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. The second hour, we got Mitchell Nicholas Gerber here with us, the one and only Lionheart. And I have such a wonderful co-host. You know, we talked about where we're going to come back to during these breaks, and you know, we're in agreement here about some more solution stuff. I just want to know more about this organization, really. What kind of actions does this organization do? I mean, do we get people writing letters? Do we have people protesting? Do we have people trying to make legal moves, lawsuits maybe? I mean, what is the full scope of this organization? And what's the hope that can be, the hope and the results that we can get from working with this organization?
Well, the thing is, you know, the most important for me, because you can't go to war with China right now. I know the snipers that are listening to your community is like, just give me the opportunity, one shot to the head and he's dead. You know what I mean? That kind of vibration. And, you know, if we were in war like that, that would be a different story. But it's so complex and it's such a network of intricate webs of gangsterism and barbarism and just demonicness that you can't just shoot one guy because there's so many heads involved, okay? So what I would suggest for the ordinary people, not someone like me who's taken on for 22 years and is on the front lines of the Chinese border, risking his life, even talking to you guys, exposing this new form of evil, that a lot of people don't give a crap about, don't give a hoot about, because it's got nothing to do with them. But the CCP is in your backyard, folks. Okay, they've unleashed a bioweapon. Where do you think why are you locked down in tyrannical, draconian, 1984 communist-style ways? Where do you think that's all come from? Who blueprinted that? The CCP, backed by the globalist cabal. So what we should do is, if you want to go to do something, become aware. Have the courage to speak out. If there are professors or teachers in the audience, visit the website, falluninfo.net. At falluninfo.net, there are award-winning documentaries and films that you can share to your students. If there are politicians in the room, you know, bring this up in Congress. There have been multiple resolutions that have been written to urge the Chinese Communist Party to stop persecuting the Falun Gong. And not only that, your family are at stake, because these Communist Party policies and the CCP specter has infiltrated into the normal Western society. Okay, what do you think the vaccine passports are? They are digital social credit scores from Communist China. I'm dealing with social vaccine passport right now. I'm in Communist Vietnam. Okay, I will tell you, you have no gun rights, you have no legal property, you have no constitutional laws, you've got no Bill of Rights. Your bank accounts, everything, your property is owned by the state. Do you want to go that route? But you don't know. Because most of the people in America, as I was gluttoned. We have all the accessibility. We've never been in war. Okay? We're too busy talking about race and color and gender, which don't matter. They don't matter. What matters is the human spirit. And now they're after your freaking children, about to jab 28 million of them, authorized by CCP gangsters and operatives, okay, and spies and agents that have taken over the establishments, that have taken over the constitutional law of the republic. Okay, they've hijacked it. The American corporation. America hasn't been a republic since the founding fathers, let's be honest. It's been hijacked. And now you have a CCP puppet Biden. You have CCP puppet Biden that has now corroborated and colluded with the CCP and is trying to destroy America. And I'll go even further with you. There are confirmed reports that the Chinese Communist Party, by Dr. Li Mingyan and others, Mr. Cyrus Parson from the AI organization and others, that the Chinese Communist Party deliberately create, under the former president, Jiang Zemin, the bioweapon in the Wuhan lab to destroy the American military in order to invade. Now, that's not conspiratorial theory, folks. I don't divulge in theories. I put too much effort into this. I've lost lives. I've lost team members. I've lost people. I'm almost on the front lines here. I mean, I'm on the front lines here, on the verge of being assassinated myself. But I keep going. Why? Because to fail to support the good and to fail to expose evil is unacceptable.
I want to talk about, absolutely, obviously, some of the attacks you've been under. But, yeah, I mean, what you're talking about is so true. It's so pervasive. I mean, Dianne Feinstein's driver for, like, I don't know, 20, 30 years was a communist spy. I mean, this is definitely in our backyard. I mean, and like you talked about earlier, wokeism, socialism, any form of leftism, and that even includes the Republican Party, that's a form of ism. And any form of ism is just another form of communism, collectivism. And what the Chinese people are doing is outrageous. And I think those are some really good solutions. I think one of the best ones that the average person can do is just speak out about it. Hold up a sign about it. Just have the courage to do the research. Research what he's talking about right here. And then once you're well-versed on it, go ahead and have the courage to speak up about it. And the last point that you made, too, I don't know if you can maybe go in on that. If you can talk about how if you could just kind of reiterate what you're talking about how the Chinese government weaponized Corona or the vaccine passport to derail the U.S. military. Can you touch on that again, or just restate that, please?
Sure. I would definitely direct people to the AI organization. That's Mr. Cyrus Parsis's website. And he's written over 4 books about the bioweapon warfare, the nanoparticles, the 5G technology that has been used by the globalist cabal and the CCP to destroy the militaries of the world, now the U.S. military particularly. The report from Dr. Li Mingyan. Dr. Li Mingyan is a top virologist who defected from the Chinese Communist Party. And she, together with her husband, who works with the top coronavirus experts of the World Health Organization, has come out and talked about unrestricted bioweapon warfare. Okay? Dr. Vladimir Zelenko testified in front of the Rabbinical Council just recently, talking about how this is a genocide of humanity, same as Luc Montagnier, the discovery of the HIV, and Robert Malone, the pioneer of the technology of the mRNA technology, okay, vaccine. So when you have these top prolific people, even Peter McCullough, talking about bioterrorism from Fort Detrick, North Carolina, Fauci, and you see emails to the Wuhan lab, Batwoman, basically, these are criminals, beyond criminals. And they have maliciously and intentionally created extermination bioweapon warfare agents to eradicate and invade America and eradicate the American military. And that's why I direct. It's very hard. It's a lot of technical things. But I would advise those who do want to divulge into this, read Dr. Li Mingyan's report, and also Joshua Phillips from the Epoch Times. He has a great podcast called Crossroads. He also talks about, he actually did a great documentary called The Origins of the Wuhan Virus. So everything is pointing towards the CCP and the bioweapon.
Yes, Fort Detrick. I've had several soldiers, former soldiers, come onto my show and talk about the chemical and biological warfare. Blow and whistle on Monsanto and everything. So that does not surprise me at all one freaking bit. Okay, I'm just going to say that right now. That is... Wow. When you have so many examples of a place where evil emanates from, you can't just say, well, it's just conspiracy or it's just speculation. There's got to be some truth to it at that point. You know, when Bill Cosby, you know, when they're saying, oh, one or two girls, oh, he raped, it's like, heck, get out of here. When 8 or 9 start showing up, it's like, start scratching your head. When it's like 68 women saying that Bill Cosby put a little bit of pills in their wine, you gotta think there's something to it. So, not to
Well, that's even more than that, V. It's more than just people coming forward. We've got all sorts of evidence from all across the spectrum, more than just we have the testimony, but we even have more than that. We have the forensics on this, and people still do nothing. The American media sits there in silence, and not only in silence, they're diverting us to other trivial ridiculousness, which is just divisive. And, you know, one of the funny things to do, too, I mean, like, if you were to be one of these societal rulers and you were, for some reason, altruistic, which wouldn't happen, you would say, you know what? Psychologically speaking, people unite around a common enemy. Remember after 9/11, we all had the flags on the back of our cars? Or, common enemy. It was the cave guys. It was the baddies. It was the Taliban. It was Al-Qaeda, right? It was the weapons of mass destruction. And if we all rallied nonviolently around a common enemy, which is the CCP, then as a society, we could feel better about ourselves and we'd forget about the stupid divisive crap for a while. And that's why we need to make this a way bigger issue. Now, Mr. Gerber, you're the expert, and we've been bombarding you with questions. I know there's some other interesting points or ideas that you want to get across that we probably wouldn't get to with our questions. If not, I have a ton of questions, but I was wondering if there's other important points that we may have missed, because I know you're the expert on this.
Well, I can tell you this, that the Chinese billionaire dissident, I don't know if you've seen him, Miles Gao, says the quiet part out loud, that as he describes the CCP's vaccine plan to conquer the West. I don't know if you saw the interview, but he goes on, he lives in New York and is the financier of the Chinese whistleblower movement, which broke the story about Hunter Biden's laptop, and he publishes on gnews.org. He's been very correct so far in his assessments of the progress of the CCP's unrestricted warfare campaign against the U.S. And he was talking about how the goal of vaccinating the militaries of the West is to wipe them out so China can take over. And once these militaries are vaccinated, the campaign to get everybody vaccinated will end and an antidote will be offered that won't save the lives of the vaccinated, but it will stop them from shedding to others. That's what Miles Gao has testified, the billionaire whistleblower. And look, the Cyrus Parser, which I hope you can have on your show as well, he came out with talking about how the Chinese Communist Party former president Jiang Zemin, President Xi, but Jiang Zemin, concocted with his sons the bioweapon with the help of Fort Detrick, Ralph Barrick from North Carolina, Peter Daszak, Colonel David France, the commander of the bioweapons division at Fort Detrick, as well as Fauci. And this has been going on, look, for a long time. And even Francis Boyle, the 1989 proclamation law creator of the bioweapons proclamation act of 1989, wanting to close down the BSL-3 and BSL-4 labs. That's why they moved the weaponized gain of function to China, because under the Proclamation Act of 1989, signed into Congress by the Bush era, the George Bush Sr. era in 1989, prohibits any American citizen by law of doing anything evil like this, meddling with bioweapon agents and warfare, bioweapon warfare agents. And in 2019, July, the CDC closed down the Fort Detrick labs, I believe it was stated, because of outbreaks there. So they moved it to China because they know under the CCP there has been, that's the killing fields. Those are the killing fields. I mean, when you killed 100 million people, slaughtered 400 million babies, and created medical cannibalism and tyranny, what's another 300 million people? What's another billion people? Who cares? So that's about that.
Well, and now, also, very quickly, I want to say that, I mean, of course you have this cooperation from different institutions, different governments, and different doctors. Everybody's got to be on the same page. That's how you know this was a colluded and intentional thing. this virus. So for the simple fact that you know the kind of structure of society will take after being hit by a virus, because America is virtually, the only thing keeping America from being a communist country at this point is the fact that everyone has guns. Well, people have the right to guns, rather. So, as you stated before, and it is very important for people to understand that, you know, these things don't happen by accident. Mother Nature is just, they have villainized Mother Nature in the movies so much, I think. And it's really not that bad. Even the Black Plague in Europe wouldn't have been that bad if people would have just been a little bit more educated. Not dumping their toilet, their remains in the streets and drinking from the rivers that it all went into eventually, and, you know, washed themselves better, had better sanitary habits. The bubonic plague would have been, you know, just like a regular flu by comparison of people dying. So, again, it's all about the education, and yes, the mask, I haven't said this in a while, for those who are just new to my show, listening right now, the mask do not help. The mask make things worse. Why? Because you're breathing in your own CO2, you're not getting fresh oxygen. What is needed to help fight off something virulent? You need fresh air, okay? You need vitamin D, which is what you get from the sun. You need, you know, you need certain things that the government is trying to keep away from you. They don't want you to have the real treatment. Can you hit that button for me, Mike?
Hydroxychloroquine.
You know, so there's obviously an agenda, people. You gotta look beyond what is just presented in front of you. Go ahead, Will. Sorry.
No, I was curious because obviously, especially being where you are, I'd like to hear more about, have you always been in Vietnam, and what are some of the things that people have been trying to do over all this time to silence you since you've been speaking out?
Well, I've received death threats. I have been involved in assassination attempts. You know, it's not been easy. Our offices have been shut down. You know, we've been forced into hiding. But like I said, guys, to fail to support what is good and to fail to expose what is evil is unacceptable. And, you know, I've been doing this for 22 years. So, you know, it's God is on my side, protects me, but I'm ready to die at any moment. I'm ready to die at any moment. I've made my peace, and I don't fear it. What I do fear is of being a coward and not standing up for what is right and remaining silent. And it takes a strong, well-able man to lead society. Where are our strong men anymore? They're not. They're not strong anymore because there has been a war on masculinity. There has been a war on traditional values. There has been war on the very essence that holds a society together, with this absolute radical leftist, mentally insane, mentally ill, cancel culture garbage. And this all stems from the Chinese Communist Party. So when you try and expose this, what happens? You get banned. Anyone that tries to silence you from speaking up peacefully, regardless of whether you agree or not, is complicit in crimes. Let me repeat. Anybody who bans from Facebook to YouTube to Twitter to anybody, particularly speaking out against the forced, mandated, bioweaponized extermination plot to kill hundreds and thousands, if not millions of children and people, and you stand up and say, listen, Have you considered knowing what's in these Pfizer vials? Do you know that the Chinese Communist Party is behind the bioweapon? Do you know that the CCP technology is inside the bloody vaccines that you're about to authorize to our children? You're about to kill millions of our children, and they ban it? And I have to be banished from certain places. My family and my certain amount of my team is threatened. It boils my blood, and it makes me go to war with these people. If I was in the United States, I would be mobilizing militias against these scumbags, these criminal bastards who have destroyed and have threatened the very essence of our Constitution, and it is a legal right to every American citizen. And gentlemen, I'm an American citizen. Okay, I'm an American citizen. My family still lives in America. Okay, I'm doing a mission in Vietnam, but I'm an American citizen, God damn it. I'm an American citizen for 25 years. I came to America in 1995. I followed my system. I paid the taxes. I've done everything. I voted. I've honored the American way of life. But when you threaten that life, then you threaten all of the American patriots. And we are waiting. We are waiting patiently, because what I see as a solution is, because the CCP bioweapon is about to infiltrate into the arms of our children and kill millions, you've got the wretch at the CDC, you have the gangsters at the FDA, all colluding with the CCP to diabolically exterminate our children, knowing full well what's in these vials. But not only the CCP poisonous technology that has been downloaded within a couple of hours to create a Moderna virus, a Moderna vaccine that does not work, is killing millions of people, not to mention the graphite oxide, not to mention the bioweaponized spike proteins, the bioweaponized parasites, and the goddamn tissue matter that has been hidden by the Pfizer executives on purpose, because they don't want people to know. It's a crime against humanity. You're violating Hippocratic oaths. You're violating international treaties. You're violating Nuremberg Code. And when you have a mass murdering regime that's behind this, and you do nothing and follow the goddamn sheep to a slaughter and say, "Oh well, we don't care about that. We just want to make sure that our children are safe." Guys, you're killing your children. So that what most concerns me: the children. More importantly, the children.
Okay. Let me comment on that really quickly before you, next question.
And just for the audience,
Red Pill Hardcore, we have our own militia. I haven't talked about them in a while. Join the Minnesota Red Pill Militia. You don't even have to live in the state. Pledge time, energy, and your research, your activism, and through us, gain understanding that everyone can have a militia or be a part of one. That is the knowledge that we need to spread. It is time to start mobilizing, I do believe. So, go ahead, Will.
Well, yeah, one about the interruptions. V and I talked during the break, if you guys are listening, and he allowed me to take the floor and start with some questions here in the second hour, so this doesn't count, guys, just being a host here. And secondly, to Mr. Gerber, with all this that's going on, an issue that's kind of I've been seeing slowly creeping in the back of my mind based on news and people that I listen to, China's military is ramping up, and they're being very aggressive right now. They got a lot going on. What's going on in Taiwan? And also the U.S., When the economy starts to suck, we go to war. But I unfortunately don't think this will be like a war like the Americans, politicians in the media will lie and say, we're going to go and save the people of China and secure their freedom. I think this might be something different. Do you think that that's something that is on the horizon potentially?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is not like a a frontal attack like World War II invading D-Day, the beaches of Normandy. This is psychological warfare. This is cyber warfare. in the South China Sea, there have actually been naval battles and air battles. Okay, Taiwanese and American soldiers versus Chinese and North Korean soldiers. We're in war. The Chinese Communist Party has declared war on the United States. They've infiltrated into the United States in terms of bioterrorism, spy networks, cyber warfare, the communist spectre in the form of cancel culture, the radical left, the radical Democrats, the radical neocons. There are no Republicans and Democrats anymore. There are traitors and there are patriots. And even the Dominion rigged systems that the last election with Trump and Biden ran on has been controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. They switched the votes. And Mike Lindell came out with absolute proof, MyPillow CEO, right? And Frank's speech, et cetera, et cetera. These are the patriots with General Flynn and Doug Bowlings, who I was also on a show on, by the way, and Stu Peters. These guys are the resistance. Alex Jones, the resistance. Dr. Bochenek, who was a CIA, who was working at the CIA as well. There was Jared Salenti at the Trend Institute, Mike Adams from the Health Ranger. These guys know exactly what they're doing, and the globalist cabal. And so this is a war on the mind. This is an info war, okay? An info war, the war on the mind, psychological, cyber. This is not some kind of invasion. So the next kind of war is nuclear if we don't stop what's coming.
See, yeah, I could see that happening, and I could also, unfortunately, see a long, protracted war as well, too, because, I mean, maybe nothing like World War II, for sure, but also, it's scary to me that China is being this aggressive. I honestly think that I don't know how the U.S. is going to get out of our economic strife. Typically, when that happens, they'll use a war. Maybe it won't be with China. Who knows? This is breaking news from less than an hour ago out of the Communist News Network, CNN, and Fox News sucks too, and, you know, Donald Trump sucks, so does Biden. That's just my opinion on those guys. But Chinese tennis star accuses former top Communist Party leader of sexual assault, triggering blanket censorship. Says a Chinese tennis star's explosive hashtag MeToo allegation against a former state leader has been muffled by blanket censorship, with authorities racing to wipe out any mention of a politically sensitive scandal that has reverberated across the Chinese internet. There are certain people within China that are speaking out, but some of them are dead. Most of them are dead. Some of them are on house arrest. How difficult is it to really speak out in China? How many people are doing it? We're here in the United States. I'm very proud of Kyrie Irving, and I'm going to go buy his jersey because he's saying no to the vaccine mandates, and he's taking a stand. This woman is taking an even more tremendous step of courage and speaking up against sexual assault by a CCP member. Now she's being censored. What do you think is going to happen to this lady? And I mean, how powerful is it just one voice speaking up like this?
Oh, she will be, if she's in China, she will be taken off to a concentration camp, a re-education camp. You'll never hear from her again. If she's in the States, no, at least she'll have diplomatic protection, depending what kind of status she has. But in terms of being in China, it's incredibly dangerous to speak out. But like I said, people like myself, living on the front lines of Vietnam, 100 to 200 miles away from the China's border, I don't care. Come for me. I'm actually ready. I'm excited. Let them come for me. Let them come for me. Let them interrogate me. I actually take, you know what I mean? I was on a child trafficking raid, about 2 years ago. Two special operators who saw me on Alex contacted me. They said, I love my work. They saw me, and they knew that I was in Vietnam. They contacted me, and I said, listen, we're in Vietnam. We're linking up with certain individuals because we've been doing child trafficking raids for a long time. Would you like to come with us? And I said, sure, I'd love to. So we went to raid this child trafficker. We rescued about 15 kids and women, and you have to cover your face. You really can't see anything because the guy, the child trafficker, has higher ups and higher ups and higher ups, and the more they squeal like a pig, like this guy did, the more they end up in the Red River the next day, you know, face in and butt out, you know what I mean? With a gun, with either their throat cut or the bullet in the head. So to cut the loose ties, so the higher ups don't get exposed. This is the vampiric specter of the Chinese Communist Party and its Western traders. I went on Stu Peter's show yesterday, okay, and I went on Bannon with Dr. Enver Totti, who is the former surgeon that committed forced organ harvesting in China in 1995 and has since been exposing this. And they pressed me for the names. I said, we're not going to release the names. We're not going to release names yet because we want this as risky business. I could get killed. People can get killed. And we're waiting for people to repent, to come clean. But Stu said, you know what? I don't think they're going to come clean. And I'm like, yeah, of course they're not going to come clean because they're making a fortune and they've got too much blood on their hands. So what they'll do is that they'll try to take out any form of whistleblower that comes against them, just like the multinational corporation and others that want to be, they will silence you before the truth is heard.
But I don't want you to be caught by the CCP, man. We already went over what they do as far as torture is concerned. I wouldn't wish most of that stuff on the NSA. Okay, let me not speak too fast on that one. But,
Bad boy. He loves the NSA. He's got an I love. He was actually drinking out of the I love the NSA mug earlier. We love the NSA here at this show. We're gonna get emails. I can't believe you guys really like the NSA. I knew it. We get the craziest emails. Hey, Mitchell, on a quick sidebar here, if you're on Steve Bannon's show again, you should ask him why he was hanging out with Epstein years after Epstein got caught diddling and raping kids, and if there's any truth to the reports that he was running PR for Epstein after he got caught. If you get a chance, you could sneak that one in or see if he'll come on our show and talk about that. But getting back to what you talk about, how does the CCP, because there are good people that work within the CCP. Not every person that works as an evil demon. Most of the people that work there, I would assume, are good people. Like the Trump says, I assume most of them are good people, right? But the thing is, there are these atrocities going on, and it's on such a massive scale. How do they justify and compartmentalize this to the average CCP member who probably, I'm guessing, has no idea that a lot of these atrocities are occurring?
Oh, they do. They do. It's like the Nazi Germany. I mean, all from the prison guards all the way to Hitler's high command, they all know. They all have responsibility to do the right thing, even if they are everything is sacrificed. You see, when you are in the realm of doing good things, you have entered into the war between good and evil, my friend. So your bank accounts are on the line. Your normalcy as a human being is now in jeopardy by the very powers that want to conceal the very evil that you're trying to expose. Do you understand what I'm saying? So these prison guards, these defectors, Cheng Yonglin, I don't know if you've heard about Cheng Longyin. Cheng Yonglin was a former Chinese diplomat who defected in 2005. I actually saw him speak in Washington, D.C. He says that the United Front uses the overseas Chinese diaspora, including students, business people, media, and so-called Chinese community groups to influence, manipulate, and pressure foreign citizens, politicians, and business leaders to toe the party line on Falun Gong and others. So there are about 1.95 million Chinese communist spies, agents, and CCP loyalists that have infiltrated into the multinational corporations, the government agencies, the World Health Organization, the United Nations, etc. They know exactly what they're doing. Anyone who signs on to the CCP knows exactly what they're doing. They might be forced, but they always have a choice. Always have a choice. Your soul is in your keeping. Remember that. You can't say to other people, I have an excuse. This person made me do it. Nonsense. If you are a man, if you are a strong person in life, You need to fight against that evil system, even if it's your entire family on the line. That's the kind of man I am.
A real man is hard to find, Mr. Gerber. That's what the ladies say. Real man is hard to find. But and all those people who said no, we all know today he got a bolt in 20 eyes. I know what Ping, his anti-corruption campaign. He put a lot of lead in some people's heads. So
you know, V, when you stand up with such courage and power and tenacity and fearlessness, the evil becomes very scared of you.
Yes.
And they would rather let you live than kill you, because they don't want martyrs. Because when you have a martyr, that opens investigations up to investigate them. That sheds light on them. They will only hurt and harm people who surrender to their will.
Yep.
Okay.
No the surrender.
Fearful,
no.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, we talked about this with Maxwell Jordan, as a matter of fact, and I know part of it is because they need to conquer your energy too. If they kill you as a free and opposing spirit, you're going to come back as such, and probably more powerful.
And Jordan,
so they need
actually
you to surrender your energy. Yeah.
And Jordan's been talking about the communists going to take over since the 50s. So was Myron Fagan. So was G. Edward Griffin. They're talking about this. And now it's here in all spades. Now, I wanted to ask Mr. Gerber, supposedly this comes before a big meeting in Beijing with some of the party elites that would maybe secure, I mean, it's not that it's not already secure, but Winnie the Pooh's third term here. Do you think this timing or also another Tiananmen Square could throw things off? How likely is the Chinese public to even have another Tiananmen Square type of event or to rise up? Do you think that's even a possibility at this point?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, it's called the the Global Service Center for Quitting the Chinese Communist Party. The Chinese Communist Party is on the verge of collapse. It's on the verge of collapse. The multi-billionaires and the high-ranking officials are fleeing the country. They already have their children abroad, but they're all being arrested. Their bank accounts being frozen. There's a huge movement now that consider it almost the end of the Hitler regime, right? When Hitler was running for cover, he's lost all the battles. The Allies have invaded. This is where we are now. The front and the smoke and mirrors shows that the Chinese Communist Party is the most powerful. They're not. They're all running for cover, okay? All these minions are running for cover. There's a massive white hat resistance movement that is heading to the forefront to destroy these bastards, to take over these evil rats and bring them to justice. They're corner rats on a sinking ship. But in China, between 80 to 100,000 people, I've heard, are quitting the CCP. Now, when I'm talking about quitting, you can't just go and quit the CCP. But they were fooled or forced into joining the CCP and its affiliation organization. So in the quitting Chinese Communist Party movement, a.k.a. the Tuedang movement, hundreds of millions of Chinese people have quit the public, have quit the party publicly. They're just, the people are waking up from the CCP's, decades long of propaganda, choosing a better future. I mean, so it's only a matter of time when the Chinese Communist Party collapses and the world is shown what they've been doing, from the CCP virus to the global infiltration to the religious and ethnic cleansing to the terror and the blood campaigns. I mean, it's insane. The Great Leap Forward from 1958 to 1962 resulted in 30 to 55 million deaths due to starvation, execution, forced labor, massive economic and environmental destruction. The Cultural Revolution cost millions of lives as well, and the total destruction of 5,000 years to Chinese history. So even Karl Marx, and this is kind of interesting, I want to share this before I forget. I want to share this very interesting article I came across. Let me see where I can share this with you, if I don't mind, if you don't mind.
Yeah, you can throw it in the chat. Take your time.
And by the way, Mike, if you could get that audio prepared, I know we had a third audio clip that Mr. Gerber didn't get a chance to go over. I don't want to miss that. But, okay, thanks. But go ahead, Mr. Gerber. Okay, still looking for the clip? All right, well, I do want to say, if I may interrupt, evil is the seed of its own destruction. That is kind of why I really like doing what I do. I have faith in what I do. I know for a fact that I'm not going to be on the losing end of this terror that's happening, this terrorism. It is terrorism. It's bioterrorism. It's capitalistic terrorism. It's well, communistic, really, I should say. I don't know. I don't want to end up in a regime. We are a modern-day society with technology that should be making life easier. We should be headed towards a utopia. Why are we headed towards another totalitarian, draconian world system? Our technology alone should prevent this. Even if we are morally bankrupt, there should be some face on this that should say, oh no, we're not evil. But we have these evil politicians, these evil military officials. They're just like, yeah, screw your freedoms. And we should be getting all pissed off like a hornet's nest and attacking those who are trying to take away these freedoms. I mean, I'd rather die by a virus than government corruption.
Then die like a coward. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. But Mr. Gerber, if you updated us, I'm not sure if you have or not. Please go ahead.
You know, we're living in a very big time right now of discernment and responsibility to what is right. And many politicians have been bribed and are in bed with the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, look at Pfizer. As I reiterate to you again, 70 CCP board members. 70. Okay? I mean, it's outrageous. The CDC in on, as well, the collusion of the Chinese Communist Party via the Communist Party propaganda wing, namely the Confucius Institutes, mm-hmm. colluding with the CDC. You have Charles Lieber from Harvard professor working with the Chinese Communist Party using nanoparticle technology in the vaccine. Why do you think? Have you seen the viral videos when the people take the cell phone and they put it to their arm and it sticks, right?
I've seen some stuff where coins and watches and that sort of stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me share something with you as well. I've got something very interesting to share with you. Give me a moment.
Yeah, while you do that, too, you know, I was wondering if you could talk about, you know, some of the best ways to talk to people. I've been trying to study rhetoric, and as you guys both brought up, the brainwashing is so thick. People are so apathetic and self-concerned. Have you found better ways than others to talk to people about this in your years doing this?
Yes, I have. Just imagine you are in, you're watching someone drown. You don't throw someone a life preserver because they don't know how they're too in shock and they're trying to save their lives. So what you're going to do is you're going to attach to what they can relate to. You attach to what they relate to. So it's almost you have to jump into the muddy water and wrap your arms around them and pull them out for safety. I've noticed that when you relate things to them, I correlate the black extermination, like when I talk to black people, or I talk to Indian people, or I talk to Eastern Europeans, I relate their suffering to the suffering of the Falun Gong. And I correlate their genocide and their plight to the Falun Gong. Or when it comes to bioweaponized technology, I make sure that I have really profound doctors that can share about what is actually going on. So I back up my claims with hardcore ammunition evidence. Okay? Like, I have drafted, for example, a compilation of reports, about 90 pages. And I'm actually looking for something right now that I think is going to blow your mind when I share this with you, because I do a lot of research, because discernment is important. And it's like, also, when you're talking to people, it's almost like you want to approach them from a very baby level perspective. You cannot teach AP physics or AP algebra or AP chemistry to a five-year-old, right? You have to talk in the way that a five-year-old understands. And now that people are so traumatized and weaponized and indoctrinated by the Mockingbird media and the CIA Mockingbird media, I'm sure you know about Mockingbird well. Okay, you're probably an expert yourself, man. I mean, and the Sigmund Freud brainwashing techniques and Netflix. I mean, it's all in it, man. The founder of one of the founders of Netflix is I think one of the cousins or the uncle. They're all related to the propagandists. I mean, who developed systems to manipulate people, you know, and huge in pedophilia and everything like that. So it's very hard to break through the lies and deception. But I think also, as we're progressing in this divine time, I believe, and I'm not going biblical on you guys, but we definitely are living in revelation. So with revelations, there is a very dark, deceptive side of reality, but there's also an intuitive, light, revelationary period of humanity. So there's two sides. Think of it as the Jedi and the Sith, right? We are in the Revenge of the Sith right now. Execute Order 66 by Lord Palpatine, killing the younglings, throwing, you know, lies and deception and bringing the world into disarray. The Empire striking back, the Revenge of the Sith, sending all the Jedi into exile, right? But now we're also going to see the return of the Jedi and then the rise of Skywalker. The rise of Skywalker hasn't come yet. That's going to come after the great disaster, and it's going to be a whole other world. I mean, but
and what really is going to end things is the rise of the Ghost Face Killer. That's what's going to rock things, because we're all individually going to nonviolently share a word. I want every person that's listening to this today to not only share this on your social media feeds, but also make it a point to talk to five people this week. Hey, do you know that the CCP, and you know what? Just if you don't have that much information, you can relay them to the links that are in the description, the two websites that Mr. Gerber has shared with us, and they can find all the information there. So you don't even have to become an overnight expert on this information. You can just use those websites for reference. What do you think about that recommendation? Or do you think there's a better recommendation? Because you're obviously probably better. I mean, what do you think about that? How can people get active today, like tomorrow?
I love that, Will. I think that people can go to the website, stoporganharvesting.org. The most important is discernment and awareness. That's very important. They can sign a petition. They can, you know, if there's a professor who has 300 students that want to do a project on international studies, you know, get them involved in the videos, the documentaries. There's a wonderful documentary called Hard to Believe. It's a free documentary from Swoop Films. It's an award-winning documentary that has won the prestigious Peabody Award as well. HardToBelieveMovie.com. Show that to your students. Show that to your board meetings and board members. Why? Because a large amount of business is being done with this mass murdering, slaughtering regime. And that is really, really going against the principles of business and ethics and morals. And there's many places you can do business now. Vietnam is one. India is two. Taiwan. I mean, these are great places. Even bringing it back to America. But it's extremely expensive because, you see, when you have, for decades now, since the NAFTA agreements that Bill Clinton, the rapist, and his demon rich Hillary Clinton, and these people are pedophiles, disgusting reptilian creatures, okay? You know how gangsterish they are. And the crime, the Clinton Crime Foundation with Haiti peddling and transferring through Evergreen, through pedophilia and child trafficking. I mean, these people are absolute gangsters. When you have the entire consumer market of America and Europe funded and established off the institutionalized slavery system of communist mainland China, you're not going to get massive multinational corporations moving their entire facilities where they're paying people, you know, 5-10 cents a day to America, where you're going to be paying them $15 a day. I mean, look at that margin call. That's going to reduce your heartbeats. Exactly. Your profit margins are going to be nothing. So why would they do it? They won't do it. They're not in the business of saving lives, brother. And, you know, even my own family member once said, you know, they were dealing with China. She once said to me, I'm in the business of not helping the Chinese people. I'm in the business of making money. Who cares about Chinese human rights? They don't. They talk the talk. They pretend, Nike pretends of doing such great, wonderful things for humanity, Walmart, and all these one percenters and these non-profits. Oh, we're going to make 95% of people's heartstrings investing in us, but we're only going to give 1% to charity. You've heard about this crap. You know, I was on the... I tell you.
Well, let's go to this...
are full of crap.
Let's go to this clip really quick.
Can we do that, please? I don't want people to say that we don't get to the things that we say we're going to get to. So, very quickly, I want you to address this audio clip after we play. Go ahead, Mike.
We humans, we people, commit atrocities of limitless wickedness against other people in the course of international armed conflicts, civil wars, and persecutions of people by their own governments. These atrocities are sometimes judged criminal by formal courts. In tonight's talk, Martin Elliott, former Gresham Professor of Physics and I sometimes Gresham Professor of Law, will discuss how an informal People's Tribunal judged mass atrocity killings committed by the People's Republic of China, PRC, of thousands of its people, most notably imprisoned, peaceful, harmless, forbearing practitioners of Falun Gong, cutting open their bodies, sometimes before clinical death, to extract their organs, hearts, kidneys, and so on, for commercial transplantation into other people. And that process is known as forced organ harvesting. All kinds of mass atrocities are accompanied by other grave wrongs committed by people in power in the states involved in the killings of people involved in the states of other states of in other states that have self-interest to serve. People running international organizations such as the UN and even material for our discussion by international associations of professionals, medics in this instance. And what are these wrongs? Lying about the truth of how and why the mass atrocities were committed, obscuring the truth, declining to face up to the truth.
Okay. Yeah, please. We have like maybe, I'm guessing, 2 minutes left of the show. Can you take us out on a strong point concerning this recording?
Absolutely. That was Jeffrey Nice QC, the former prosecuting attorney that brought Slobodan Milosevic, the former Yugoslavian dictator, to justice. And he created the China Tribunal with other prolific, courageous men and women to conclude that there has been over a unanimous amount of forced organ harvesting in China. And the China Tribunal is brilliant. If you just want to go to chinatribunal.com, chinatribunal.com, all the evidence is there, and it really makes for intriguing discussion about what is going on. But yeah, there's absolutely no doubt that this is happening, and I'm glad you played that clip from the China Tribunal.
Well, Mr. Gerber, it's been an honor and a pleasure having you on the show. People, you're going to hear a lot more from Mr. Gerber here coming up soon, so get ready for this fight. This is a fight. I actually love this particular fight because it's not just helping people with the mind, it's helping people with the body, helping people with just, it's holistic. I like it. Psychological warfare is one thing, but the mind is nothing about the body, right? Yes, and our freedoms. So that's that, guys. Thank you for joining in to another episode of Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king. So please educate yourselves. Good night.
Ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she gonna say?
Next time, Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Say hello to my little friend.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
True winner.
And I get the green light from Mom.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.